Now, the poet Saju Ahmed is in Sheffield later today for a workshop inspiring young people to take up poetry. He was encouraged himself to do spoken word poetry at the age of 16 when he was close to getting kicked out of school. He's since gone on to compete in competitions here and in America. He featured in the Olympic torch ceremony in Leeds in 2012 and the Tour de France in Yorkshire in 2014. I spoke to him a little earlier about how poetry changed his own life.
I was 16 years old, Ronnie. I was still in high school. One of my mentors, Mr. Francis at Addington Grange High School in Leeds, was like, you're messing around too much. You need someone to help you focus. I was playing a lot of football at the time as well, but I picked up an injury. So I had a lot of spare time and I didn't know what to do myself. So he knew I was interested in music and listening to rap music and stuff, so he told me to give poetry a go, but I was like, no, it's boring. I do another fit in school with English and I can't even sit in class. What makes you think I want to stay there after school? And then he's like, oh, just go do it for me because I've saved you so many times in school. So I've gone there as a favour to him. And it just blew my mind. I met a woman called Khadija Ibrahim, who runs an organisation called Legion Golfers. And the first question she asked me, what's the difference between poetry and rap? And I was just like, well, rap is rap, innit? And poetry is that boring stuff. And she was like, oh, what does rap stand for? And I'm like, I didn't even know it stood for anything. I just thought it was rap. And she's like, no, it's rhythm and poetry. So if you take away the music, the rappers are doing poems. And then she played one of my favourite songs at the time, which was called by Mos Def, called Respiration. And she took away the music and told me to read out the lyrics instead of just rapping them. And then from there, it just blew my mind. All this time, I loved rap. And I didn't know it was poetry. And then she showed us this documentary of a team from Leeds in 2004 that went to America to compete in the poetry competition. And she's like, well, if you work hard enough, you can be in that team next year. And then from there, so given the opportunity to perform internationally and seeing what poetry can do for me, that's what changed my mind and made me focus a lot more.
And it's entirely altered your life. What are the exciting things you've done as a poet since those wonderful people kind of found it with you, Saju?
First of all, one of the first stages I ever performed on was in the music college, which was pretty big, which is next to the BBC Radio Leeds,
yeah,
and North, where that's from. So for me to go on that stage for my first performance was a big thing. And then I got basically scouted out to join these young authors, the poetry organisation, and then I got picked. I made the top six to make it to America that year in 2006. So there were six poets from Leeds, all between the ages of 13 and 19, and we got to represent the United Kingdom at the Brave New Voices.
And you were one of them.
Yeah, in 2006. So it was nice going to America, and all they knew was London. So we had to make them aware of Yorkshire and up north. So our anthem was, one of the parts of our anthem was, I come from Leeds, UK, West Yorkshire, not London. So basically, and then one of the poets got to perform at the Apollo Theatre in the finals, which was a big thing. And then we got to go back every year from 06 to 09, where we were all in the age limit of it. And in 2009 in Chicago, we came second in the world out of 52 teams. And we got to perform at the historic California Theatre. And then also through the project, going to America quite a few times, I got invited to NBC Studios to do an interview with Janice Edwards.
And here you are on BBC Sheffield this morning. Things are getting better and better, Saju.
Of course. Hey. It's always better when it's closer to home, you know, and they understand the Yorkshire twang.
Good, aren't you? You're coming to Sheffield today, aren't you? What are you going to be doing?
In Sheffield, I'll be hosting a workshop at the Sheffield Hallam University with... Yikes, which is a Vicky's organisation, which is encouraging Black and Asian and Irish, you know, all the ethnic minorities, young people to get into writing and express themselves, given an opportunity to listen to stories of other poets, where they started, how they got there, how to improve, how to get your work out there, how to network. You know, and just basically tell them there is no rules to poetry. You know, Shakespeare made slang. He invented new words at his time. So if Shakespeare didn't have no rules, you shouldn't have no rules.
So Jewish, I bet you have a wonderful time in Sheffield as your career goes from strength to strength. You're a spoken word poet. Do you fancy, I know it's a bit early in the day, giving us a bit of spoken word on BBC Radio Sheffield, with no royalties, I have to say, but would you give us a bit of poetry to cheer us up first thing this morning?
OK, that's fine. Let me just get my book out.
Good.
One second there, Ronnie.
I should tell listeners we're about to hear Sajid Ahmed, the spoken word poet, who said his poetry saved him when he was a young man, when the football had stopped and he would have gone to pieces without the poetry, but he's having a great time now. Sajid was in Sheffield later on today at the Sheffield Hallam University Institute of Education from 2 till 5, and this is, without benefit of royalties, Sajid doing some poems for us.
This poem is from... I was commissioned by Olympics in 2012 to write a poem. So I'll give you a little snippet from it.
Lovely.
So this fire unites us. Ashes of great kingdoms shine like stars. The moment of light simmers in the distance. Eyes ignite the flame within us. Feel the burning. This is the inspiration we lost a long time ago. Millions of heart left speared, blood spilt for a lifetime. Why are we at war with ourselves? Put down the weaponry, put down the egos. The mirror is not strong enough to hold our reflections. We are more complex than pulling triggers. We are powerful minds, infinity thoughts a minute. But remember, like ghostly smells, attitudes linger. So stop pushing and pulling. We are people, not doors.
And the spoken word poet Sajid Ahmed, they're giving a workshop later in Sheffield today, encouraging other budding young poets at the Institute of Education at Sheffield Hallam University between 2 and 5. We'll hear more from the organiser of that workshop next. We've been hearing from the poet Sajid Ahmed just now. He's doing a workshop in Sheffield today, helping young people find their voices. He took up his own poetry when he was a teenager. He was a naughty one at that, and the teacher sort of saved him, really, getting him to rap and poetry writing. The workshop today has been organised by Hive South Yorkshire, and Vicky Morris is from Hive. She's come in to tell us about it. What is Hive, Vicky?
Oh, right, OK, what is Hive? Hive's a new project for young people in South Yorkshire, for 14 to 25s. I set it up in partnership with Grimm & Co, which is the young people's literary charity in Rotherham, and with the Writing Squad, who deliver professional development programmes to young writers. We have a lot of other partners as well. And I'll kind of give you a quick run through of the types of things that we're doing. Today is our first workshop, which is very exciting, with Sadju. So we're going to be running regular free writing groups for teenagers, and they're going to be starting in the autumn in Sheffield, Doncaster, Rotherham and Barnsley. So anybody listening or with teenagers or knowing teenagers who might want to have a go, that's something to get in touch with us about. We're running writers days and workshops, so young people can work up close with professional and emerging writers. And we're also really keen to showcase and celebrate talent of young people in the region through competitions, open mics and publications. And we're also going to be doing projects out in the community. So again, if anybody's listening who's interested in doing a writing project with the young people they work with, to get in touch with us. And that's kind of a flavour of what we're hoping to do
great.
In the next 2 years.
Why should young people write? What's the point?
Well, they shouldn't if they don't want to. I think that's really important. It's not that everybody must be doing this. But what I find is, and this is really important, something that I really want to be at the heart of Hive, is that... it's for anybody who wants to write, whatever their background, whatever their ability, and you know, whether it's a hobby, whether it's they just want to improve the writing skills, or whether they're really serious about a writing career. I want young people, you know, all young people, to feel like they can get involved with Hive. And like I said, it might be just a hobby. It might be something they want to take more seriously. So yeah, they maybe should get involved because they might like something that we're doing and realise that actually, if they've had a bad experience of writing or they haven't engaged before in writing, it might be something that they, you know, actually end up really enjoying.
You were talking yourself about people, anybody who wanted to could do it. It's interesting coincidence. Both you and Saju Ahmed, who was on the programme a moment or two ago, both dyslexics.
Yeah.
How can a dyslexic person write poetry?
I've worked with Saju for a number of years through festivals and workshops. And I can't remember how I found out Saju was dyslexic as well. It might be because he wrote something and not, I think often...
Couldn't read it.
Well, no, often dyslexics, I think, particularly when you're kind of, you worry, because I work in writing, you know, it's always been a worry that, you know, I proofread my stuff as much as possible. And I think I noticed that some of what Saju was writing, well, and I asked him because about 3 years ago, Off the Shelf commissioned me to make a film about dyslexic writers. So I was aware that there was a lot of high profile dyslexic writers, but nobody had done anything about it. So Benjamin Zephaniah, Sally Gardner, you know, a number of other poets. And I asked Saju, I said, "You're not dyslexic by chance, are you?" And he said, "Yeah, I am." So he was one of the people in the film. And what I wanted to do with that film is highlight again to young people in this instance who perhaps not even dyslexic necessarily, who just perhaps had barriers to writing, and you know, just to say, look, if these people can do it, and you know, they still,
and if Vicky Morris can do it,
yeah. So that's kind of what it's about. So it's really important to me, I think, coming from a background where I don't think I would have ever dreamt when I was younger of being a writer, and I did leave that a long time, and I think it was partly because of the dyslexia, feeling like a fraud and all that kind of stuff. So I'm very, very keen, and have been for the years I've worked with young writers, to say to any young writer, or sorry, any young person, you are allowed to write. And if you can't spell it, if you know the meaning of that word, spell it however, because writing is about the meaning of words, not the spelling of words.
Vicky, I couldn't agree with you. Well, interestingly enough, when I was a teacher myself, the most able child poet I ever came across was an Olympic diver called John Baker, and he was almost totally dyslexic, but his poetry was amazing when he read it out to you, when you could actually...
Exactly.
Read it at all.
So, yeah, hopefully.
Hope he's listening this morning.
Yes.
Hope he's still writing poetry. So, Vicky, what about you and your own writing?
Oh, well, yeah, like I was saying, I did put it on the back burner for a long time. I mean, I won a Northern Writers' Award a couple of years ago, which was lovely because it was one of the first things I actually applied to do. And then recently I've been having quite a lot of poetry accepted. So I write poetry and short stories. At the moment it feels on the back burner because Hive's taking off. But I think it did take me a long time to see myself as a writer, or dare to say that I can write. So when I've worked with young people over the years who I think fall into that category, and I can see that they don't feel like they belong, or, you know, that... they're not allowed to be there, or they're not allowed to have an opinion or write or whatever. I think, I hope I've been of help to those young people, and use my own story as an example of, you know, you can, because I work in writing, I teach writing, and I think I'm all right at it. You know, I might not be the best teacher in the world, but I think I'm pretty good with young people.
If you want to pinch some paper from BBC Radio Sheffield as you leave and do some writing, thanks, Vicky. Morris, the big do today, organised by Hive South Yorkshire with Saju Ahmed, is in Sheffield today. It's full, but if you really want to have a go, if you get in touch, I could pass on some numbers. Vicky Morris, thank you.
Thank you.
It's BBC Radio Sheffield 26 minutes past 11.